Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shit. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows a name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
All right, Hank Haney and Minnesota Tim Perotchka here today to talk to you about the genesis. Oh my God, Minnesota Tim. We're doing FaceTime. What do you have going on? We're going to talk Genesis Invitational Riviera, but I mean, if you were showing up there right now, they wouldn't let you play. Do you own a razor?
I do own a razor. It's not a razor. It's a trimmer. I own a trimmer.
You don't own a razor?
I don't own a razor. It burns me. It hurts. I like to trim. I don't like to raise.
Well, when was the last time you trimmed?
The day before Christmas.
Jeez. Let me ask you something. You like all the, this is a discussion that Tommy Armour III and I have a lot. Do you like this beard look on the PGA Tour? They had they get a lot of beards out there. Jason Day was sporting a full beard the other day.
Was he?
Yeah. You think that's the look, the style? Do you like it? I wonder what people think of that.
Dustin Johnson has a nice beard.
Yeah. You're comparing yours to his?
No, I'm just saying that Dustin Johnson's had a beard on the PGA Tour for a long time.
And I think it's like a beard good. In one day, I think.
Tiger Woods, not a fan of his goatee / mustache. I like Tiger Woods fresh cut. He looks better fresh cut.
So you got the beard going.
Yep.
You got a lot of something on your chin. What is that?
Yeah, that's called the goatee, Hank. It's called the goatee. I got the mustache sort of connecting to the goatee. It's not quite there yet. And then right below this bottom lip here.
What is that?
See that? You see that right there?
Yeah,
there's a little hair right there. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty nice. Wow. It keeps me warm during the winter. So this past week,
how is Minnesota, by the way? I texted you the other day, and it was I thought I saw on, you know, I keep it on my iPhone because I just want to know what you're up against up there.
You love it.
And every in the morning I kind of go through that, and then I'll take a little snapshot and send it to you and say, hey, you're having a good day. And I believe it was -17 when I sent that to you. Is that true?
It was -17 and the wind chills were -40, but that's the reason.
What does that feel like at minus? That's instant frostbite, isn't it?
It's not instant frostbite. You got to be outside for at least 5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. When you go out, are you like totally covered up? Do you wear a face mask? Wear a mask anyways, but do you wear a full face mask? Only thing just barely nostrils out? Or what do you, when it's that cold, you got to be careful.
Yeah, it's a little cold. You got to be careful. I have a jacket, a nice little winter jacket, and then I wear a stocking cap, and then I put my hands in my pockets, and I'm pretty good. I mean, the only reasons I'm outside
hands is to go, in your pocket. You don't wear gloves?
Well, the only reason I'm outside is to go from my car to either Haley's house or to go to the grocery store or to go to Walmart or to go to Bible study. I'm not really outside just walking around. I'm going from inside to outside. Back to inside again. You know, it's a process.
It's an inside state this time of the year.
Yes. Yeah. February's been a rough month.
It has been, hasn't it?
Oh, it sucks. It's been a great year, though. I mean, January was warm. We had a couple 30-degree days in January. It's been tough.
Did you watch golf this weekend?
I did watch golf this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I thought Jordan Spieth, you had some good opinions on Jordan Spieth on Tuesday's podcast this week, and I'm not quite sold on him being all the way back yet. I don't think two tournaments make him back. I think you need to be more consistent.
Well, how do you define back, though?
How do you define back? At least
that
top
was my
50,
question.
At least top 50 in the world golf rankings. He's only 62nd right now.
Oh, well, he's on his way to back to that. Come on.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. The guy's a competitor. He just... So? He digs in. He doesn't give up. He gets the most out of his game. I mean, you don't look at Jordan Spieth and think, oh, there's a guy that underachieves a lot. I mean, it just that thought never enters your mind.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to hit the golf shots. I don't care how much of a competitor you are. You have to hit golf shots. And his driver game is absolutely atrocious. He can't hit a fairway to save his life. His iron game has been looking better, but. Like you mentioned on Tuesday's podcast, he held out twice from the fairway and still lost the tournament. You can't bet on holding out twice from the fairway often and still win, you know?
Yeah, he does. When he has won, there's a lot of special stuff that happens. Like I remember he holed out in the bunker at whatever the Connecticut tournament is. And then he, you know, I mean, he chips in a lot. Holds some bombs, you know, that's just part of his deal. I mean, he's very good at that. And he does a lot of it. I mean, he's just a kind of a special player in that regard. He always has been. Now the difference is, you know, you're chipping in and still losing or holing out fairway shots. I mean, to hold two fairway shots, I mean, I'm trying to think about, you know, how many shots guys would hold. Here's a good one for you right here. Because Jordan Spieth, he holds out seemingly like every tournament for sure. A chip shot, two fairway shots at the last tournament. But I remember when I first started coaching Tiger Woods, and everybody would talk about his short game and how great his short game was. And when I, you know, first, you know, got on the job, I'm like, okay, just, you know, you don't have to tell him much. About anything, you know, he's going to win. Just don't be the guy that screws him up. His short game is great. Not going to have to really worry about that. And then I, you know, got in there and took a little closer look, and I thought, you know what? His short game is not quite what everybody says it is. I mean, he would hit a lot of chip shots and pitch shots that were relatively easy. There are no easy shots in golf, but these were relatively easy shots, especially for somebody of his ability level. And he would chip them, you know, 5 or 6 feet. And then, he'd hole the putt. So it all works out. It's an up and in. One chip, one putt. And, you know, it looks pretty good. Except there was a lot of work to make that an up and in. You know, marking it and grinding over a six-footer, which he would hole seemingly all the time. But he didn't make a lot of shots. And I remember when he won the Masters.
2005, right?
Okay. And he holed out on the 16th hole, one of the most famous shots ever. You know, the Nike logo going in on the last roll. And you know, he wins that tournament. Ends up, you know, winning in a playoff. But that tournament and that hole out was, believe it or not, the only time he held out all year long on the PGA Tour. Hmm. Now, I mean, I'm telling you, the amount of times that Jordan Spieth holds out, the amount of times that Phil Mickelson held out, I'm talking chip shots, pitch shots, sand shots, whatever, and that was the only time, one time in the year, I think there was like 18 tournaments that Tiger held out. And I remember when he went to the Tour Championship, And I never forget this. I mean, he had a bunker shot on the ninth hole. Of course, it's the 18th hole now at, you know, where they play the Tour Championship at what do you call it? East Lake. And he's in the front bunker. And he's got a slight uphill lie. It's maybe like a 20-foot bunker shot. It's a, you know, relatively easy bunker shot. And I remember the commentary at the time, Andy North is in there, and he says, this is, you know, such an easy bunker shot. He's got a good chance of holding this, you know, knocking in the hole. And I remember thinking to myself, well, wouldn't that be something? Because if he held it out, it'd be the first bunker shot he's held out in 3 years. I mean, a lot of times when people make these comments, I mean, they're, like I said, and I say this a lot, there's nothing to back him up. He hadn't held out a bunker shot in 3 years. And Andy North's predicting he's going to, you know, knock this one in the bunker. And, you know, of course, I'm hoping he will because I'm cheering for every shot that he hits. And what does he do? He leaves it in the bunker. Didn't even get it out. And of course, everybody was like shocked. And I'm like, oh, I'm not.
Is there a strategy behind this thing? Is there a different strategy?
A strategy to leave it in the bunker?
No, I'm talking about holing out from bunkers and holing out from fairways.
It's just a good shot that happens to go in.
Well, I didn't know if Tiger's trying to leave his ball on a certain side of the hole and Jordan's.
Well, he wants to get it out of the bunker. Yeah. He didn't want to leave it in the bunker.
But you want
to it just depends. I mean, sometimes you're concerned because there's so much slope on the green. You're thinking, hey, let me just, whatever I do, I cannot risk going by the hole. I got to leave it short of the hole. I mean, that's a good point. But, you know, in this particular case, it was a shot that, you know, you didn't have to really worry about. So that's one that why Andy, you know, Norris said what he did. You know, this would be a shot he could hold.
Right.
But he didn't. But Jordan Spieth, this is where we got started on this whole conversation. He does make the special. He's just a special player. I mean, he's always been a special player. He holes putts. He long putts, you know, for his run when he was number one in the world and winning his, you know, 11 tournaments. I mean, he was holing an extraordinary amount of putts outside of 25 feet. And everybody was thinking, you know, can this possibly continue? And, you know, it didn't to the level that it was. But he also chips in a lot. He holds bunker shots. He holed two fairway shots last week. But like you were saying, and the same thing that I said, you know, if that's what it takes to lose by two, you know, that it's a good sign and everybody can point to all the positives. But, you know, you would have hoped that if you held out two full shots from the fairway, that would have been a part of a formula for victory. But I honestly think he's back, at least back in the conversation. I don't think he's back to being number one in the world. I don't think that's going to happen again. That doesn't mean I don't think he's going to win a tournament. Doesn't mean I don't think he's going to win a major. He's just not going to, you know, he's not going to be elevated to the place that he was. I mean, if he is and it happens, it's because he puts two back-to-back tournaments together, something, a couple majors, and he, you know, he's capable of doing that, and he does it, and then it's, you know, he's back up there for another brief moment. But I think he's back. He's back in the conversation, and he's one of those players that doesn't have to be, like, you know, winning all the time. If he's just there once in a while, he really does excite golf fans. There's no two ways about that.
Yeah, he's the perfect replacement for when Tiger Woods finally retires in the game of golf. And, I mean, right now, Tiger's not playing much on the PGA Tour events, and last week, in a crappy field with crappy players and, you know, three players in the top 50 of the world golf rankings, Jordan Spieth brought excitement to that PGA Tour event when he entered Sunday with a two-shot lead. And that's what golf needs.
Yeah, that's what golf needs for sure. Okay, so this week at Genesis, it's the Genesis Open Riviera. Riviera is voted pretty much year in and year out by the players. When they poll the players, it's their favorite golf course.
Yeah.
That's where it ranks. And one of the favorite tournaments because of the course. I mean, Jack Nicklaus's Muirfield Village and his Memorial Tournament is another, you know, one of the favorites. But the one that tops the list seemingly every year is Riviera. I mean, the players hold that course in high regard. And I think, obviously, that's one of the reasons why they've got a stellar field. I mean, last week there was nobody there. Would they have two, you know, two players in the top 20 or something?
Yeah, it was terrible.
And five in the top 50, something like that. And this week, it's a different ball game, isn't it? I mean, what do they got going this week? Almost everybody's there. Of course, Tiger's not there, but pretty much everybody else, right? How many players in the top 10?
Eight players in the top 10 this week. So we got Dustin Johnson coming from Saudi Arabia, John Rahm, Rory, Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, Bryson DeChambeau, who's fallen to 10th in the world golf ranking. So he's dipped a little bit. Colin Morikawa, those are the eight in the top 10. They got right on the outside looking in, Koepka, 12th in the world. Jordan Spieth playing again, Tony Finau, Victor Hovland. Yeah, we got a great field this week.
Yeah, yeah, this is good. So this will get people excited. And I mean, you know, whenever you get the good field, it just makes it so much better. Although I did like watching the AT&T, I liked it, even though it was no field. But I like watching it because of Pebble Beach. That'll always, you know, catch my eye, catch my attention. But this one, this week will be a lot better. All right, my picks last week, a bad week for me. Mm. 1-3. It's a little bit under protest. I was 1-3. I didn't like the pairings you threw out there. I had a problem with the pairings. You throw out this scrub-a-dub, two men in a tub deal on me at the last pairing. I don't like that. I don't know
you
if I'm going to even
right
participate for that anymore. It's just a bunch of BS. You throw out John Daly against David Duvall. I'm a stat guy. I go off of performance. I got a certain amount of things I look at. I look at how they're hitting the ball, how they're putting, how they're chipping. And I look at previous, how they've played on that course, horses for courses. I look at that. I look at, are we running hot? Are we running cold? I got two guys that aren't even running. They got nothing to go off of. I figure neither of them is going to probably finish. It'll be a WD. I'm trying to figure out whether a WD beats a miscut or a miscut beats a WD or whatever. It's a little under protest that week. So 1-3, but I mean, I don't even really count it. You can count it if you want. I'm still 13-8-2, which is a 62% right there. That's a pretty good right there is what it is. I'll take that. Like you seem to warn me every week, if I go 0-4, I'm going to be barely above 500. So I have to make some good picks this week.
It's a big
but
week.
I'm anticipating, and I need some better pairings out of you.
Don't blame the pairings. I threw softballs at you all year with the Hunter Mahan.
Really?
Yeah, the Hunter Mahan. I threw a Hunter Mahan in there for like the first 4 weeks of the year. I just gave you a lock. Right away.
Well, I just pick against him, and that's a win. Yeah, that's true. But this last one was just horrible. All right, we'll get into the picks when we come back. Get your free voodoo pain relief cream if you've got the aches and pains. I was playing pickleball this morning, Tim. I got some friends from Oklahoma City here. One guy had a bad knee. The one lady had a bad elbow. Using the voodoo pain relief cream on there, and both of them raving about the results that they were getting with their tendonitis. So that was good to see. But everybody can try the product free. You get a free 2-week supply at voodoopainrelief.com. So go there and check it out. Okay, here we go. Tell me what you got.
All right, so category number one. I think this is fair. You got Jordan Spieth versus Brooks Koepka, and this category is called Are They Back? Spieth is 62nd in the world golf rankings. His history at this golf course, 59th in 2020, 51st in 2019, tied for 9th in 2018, and tied for 22nd in 2017. Brooks Koepka is 12th in the world golf rankings. His history at the Genesis Open, tied for 43rd in 2020 and missed cut in 2017. So Brooks Koepka, number 12 in the world, versus Jordan Spieth, number 62nd in the world. Both are riding high right now. Both are playing good. Who do you like?
Okay. I'm on the Spieth bandwagon right now with him being back, coming back. I like the two last finishes are fantastic. Issue still with the driver. Honestly, you can play around that issue at Pebble Beach. Number one, it's a hybrid or something off the tee. Four, something less than a driver off the tee. Three, you got a cross fairway. You can kind of get away with something there. Room to miss. I mean, you got room to miss. I mean, you could just don't hit it right in the ocean. On 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you can hit it left and you can still play. The point is that I'm getting at is Spieth could play around his driver a little bit there. He's 207th on the tour off the tee. That's just horrific. You mentioned that, and it's a true story. Koepka is 40th off the tee. He's actually hitting the ball much better. And Koepka's having a very good year putting for him. Statistically, he's been a good putter at majors, but not throughout the year. And this year, he's actually putting better. Horses for courses. Let me think here. What do we got? How have these guys done here? Okay, Koepka. Okay, here's Koepka. He got a 43rd and a miscut in his two appearances here. That's not good. Spieth, 59th, 51st. in the most two recents, and then he had a ninth and a 22nd. So he, you know, it's for ninth was when he was rolling big time. So he hasn't done great here. Here's the problem at Riviera. This is an iconic golf course. You got little greens. You can't drive the ball all over the place. You got to hit the ball straight. If you don't hit this ball straight, you're going to start clipping eucalyptus trees. You're going to be, reloading balls out of bounds. And the bettors, here's what the bettors will say. The biggest statistic that they go off of is the off the tee, and especially at Riviera. So I have to go Koepka here.
Okay. All right. Koepka number one. Category number two, this category is called Powerhouse. Dustin Johnson versus John Rahm, the number one and number two players in the world. Dustin Johnson, his history here, tied for 10th in 2020, tied for 9th in 2019, tied for 16th in 2018, and he won here in 2017. John Rahm, his history at this golf course, tied for 17th in 2020 and tied for 9th in 2019. The last three events for these players, well, the last two for Dustin Johnson, tied for 11th in the Century Tournament of Champions, and he won the week prior in Saudi Arabia. John Rahm, his last three events, tied for 7th in the Century Tournament of Champions and the Farmers Insurance Open, and he tied for 13th in the Waste Management Phoenix Open. So John Rahm versus Dustin Johnson in Category 2 called Powerhouse.
Now, I have Rahm in my yearly pool that you and I and the great predictor Steve Johnson have going. But that was basically because DJ was gone when it was my turn to pick. I would take DJ. I'm a big DJ fan. Here's a couple of stats for you on DJ. He's got 9 top tens at Riviera. That's one thing. He in his last 9 starts, he's got as many wins, 4, as he does rounds over par. Okay? 4 wins, 4 rounds over par. DJ is at Riviera. Here's some other stuff for you. Okay, since 2014, I got this from this Justin Ray on Twitter. Scoring average, first. Bogey avoidance, first. Drives over 300 yards, first. One putts, first. Strokes gained total, all the strokes gained statistics together, first. Strokes gained tee to green, first.
Trending well.
Yeah, I'm going DJ.
Okay.
Yeah, I love. I'm a fan of the DJ, and I'm gonna go with DJ. All right, we'll take another break. If you want help with your golf game, let's go to HaneyUniversity.com and download. Well, all you have to do is just give us your email address, and then everything will come into your box, and then you can download all the videos that come every day to help you play better golf. HaneyUniversity.com, absolutely free. Just go there and get your free instructional videos right now. Go there and do it. Well, after you listen to the podcast, it would be better, but appreciate it. All right, Tim, what's your next matchup? This is why I'm feeling very confident in my first two right there. Although those are tough matches. There's no doubt about it. There's no gimmies here. I mean,
no.
You do a good job putting these together, by the way.
Except for that one.
The last one, which you didn't come with any bullshit this week, which is good. I noticed I'm looking ahead, and you didn't come with any of this stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, you couldn't come with any of this stupid stuff because this is an invitational. And at an invitational, there are no, there's no scrub-a-dubs playing. It's all good, and everybody's good. And this is Tiger's Invitational, benefits his foundation. Of course, he's not playing. He's got the recovery from back surgery. He's got cover from that. He's got cover from COVID. So my question is, it's Tiger's Invitational. It benefits his foundation. Do we see Tiger this week? That should be one of your guarantees.
Okay.
Do you think you see Tiger this week? Does
that's
he show
tough.
Up?
Okay, here's a guess. Okay, here's a prediction.
Yeah.
Tiger shows up
via Skype
on the CBS broadcast.
Okay. All right, there you go.
I could see that happening for sure. Oh, that's a total Tiger move.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's a good point. That's a good one. That's what's going to happen. He's not going from No way he's flying from Florida to I'm working on my rehab. I mean, if he's got a cover, he's using that cover. I was around there for a few years, six. I can tell you, if there's a cover, he will use a cover.
He's a different guy now, Hank. He's a different guy. He's friendly. Yeah, I know man
he is.
Now.
I know he friendly. Is. But he's going to stay home and watch his son play. I mean, he won't be taking the plane over there.
He'll be Skyping it.
I think that's right. You're right on the Skype. Matt, which is, by the way, they're still using that on the telecast. Did you see Nick Faldo's like somewhere else? They got a little picture. Well, yeah, they got a picture behind him. And they take a picture of the course and stick it behind him, but he's not there. Him and Nance aren't, they're not side by side.
Really?
Which do you think is that like hurting the telecast? I don't think so. Do you? I mean, I bet they, who knows? They may do it like that forever now, except for the major championships, they may do it like that and then save a little money. Why wouldn't you? I don't know. I don't understand why you wouldn't. And the other thing I want to point out to you too, have you noticed they don't have so many announcers now. Remember I did the podcast on that and they don't have so many announcers and they don't need all these guys. They don't need all these guys doing all these different holes. I personally like it better. Less guys. I don't want so many voices. I don't need all. And by the way, is there any way you can get a job as an announcer if you don't have an accent? Yeah. Is there any way?
I don't know.
Jeez, it's hard. So. I mean, talk about, making it hard on a person to get a job. Jeez.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think you won't see Tiger. Okay.
All right.
What's category number three?
Category three, lost and found, Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy. These guys haven't won on the PGA Tour for quite some time, so they're lost and found. Where are they? I don't see them in the winner's circle.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean Justin Thomas hasn't won in quite some time?
He hasn't won in like a year and a half.
No.
Am I wrong there?
You better revise that.
Okay, let's check here. Let me check it out. Okay. Well, Rory McIlroy hasn't won in a year and a half. That's the guy that was in 1 year.
Okay, Rory hasn't. But Justin Thomas, it's like to a certain extent, he
can't. I blew that one.
He can't do enough. It's a feeling you had. It's a thought you had. But this is the thing. He's underrated in this way. He wins a lot more and a lot more often than I think people really realize or something. I mean, like you had that thought, but I mean, he won three times last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
All right. See, there you go. Well, now his last win. What's his last win?
WGC, the FedEx St. Jude this summer.
That was Justin Thomas's last win?
Yeah. Last
August. Well, that is pretty, for him, that's a little long ways ago. I will say that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, you think he'll pitch a no hitter this year? No win? Do you think he'll pitch a no win this year?
No, he'll get a win.
Yeah, he'll get a win for sure. I bet. How many do you think he gets? Think he gets more than one? Two?
I'll say two.
Yeah, probably. It's probably a good bet.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, okay. Rory hasn't won for a while.
Yeah. Rory hasn't won for like a year and a half. So. I don't think he's won since China. All right. So Justin Thomas versus Rory McIlroy. Justin Thomas is third in the world. His finishes in the Genesis, missed cut in 2020, second in 2019, ninth in 2018, 39th in 2017, and 11th in 2016 when this tournament was known as the Northern Trust Open. Rory McIlroy, seventh in the world golf ranking. So he's dropped like three or four spots since the beginning of the year. His finishes at this tournament, 5th in 2020, 4th in 2019, 20th in 2018, and 20th in 2016. So Rory McIlroy, 7th in the world versus Justin Thomas, 3rd in the world.
Okay. Good with both of them on this golf course. This is a ball strikers course, typically Riviera. And so that's something you got to look at. But both these guys are good in that category. Strokes gained tee to green. You're looking at two of the best players. Last year, Justin Thomas was first and Rory was sixth. The difference in their games, Justin Thomas is actually putting better this year, but I don't know how much I trust the putting at Riviera because they got the Poana greens and they're difficult to putt. I might like temper that enthusiasm on his putting a little bit. The back to the better's approach here. The better's approach is is you go with the best player off the tee. Justin Thomas is not as good off the tee as Rory McIlroy. Justin Thomas is better with the iron play than Rory McIlroy. Justin Thomas is better around the green than Rory McIlroy. So the question is here, do you put a big emphasis on off the tee at Riviera versus the rest of the game? The rest of the game, I'd give an edge to Justin Thomas, but off the tee, I'd give an edge to Rory. And because of that, I'm going to go with Rory.
Okay.
I'm going with Rory based on off the tee. I feel that could be a difference maker. Did you see where Rory got onto the PGA Tour advisory council? He's like the president or the something. You know, they got like 10 or 12 guys in there. He's the head guy. The first time a non-U.S. player has ever been the head of the player advisory board or something like that.
Well, he's got an accent, so it works out for him.
Yeah. Well, he's got an opinion for sure. So, you know, we'll see what happens. See if he gets anything done. They really squelched the whole Premier League thing or whatever that thing was called.
I know. I'm waiting for it. I actually DM'd the Premier Golf League today and was waiting for a response.
I think that's a history right there. I don't know. I think that's done. Okay, Rory. I'll go Rory.
All right. Last round. Bryson DeChambeau versus Xander Schauffele. Bryson's 10th in the world. His finishes in this event, 5th in 2020, 15th in 2019, 41st in 2018, and in 2016, he finished 11th. Xander Schauffele's ranked 4th in the world, 23rd in 2020, 15th in 2019, 9th in 2018, and tied for 20th in 2016. Bryson DeChambeau versus Xander Schauffele in the last category.
All right, Bryson DeChambeau, number one, strokes gained off the tee last year, number one so far this year. Better's formula says off the tee is the most important stat, but that number one is primarily built on distance. It's not built as much on accuracy. I don't think Riviera, you can just go bombs away out here. It's just not that kind of course. Schauffele is a better putter, fifth so far this year in the putting. Bryson, 75th, although Bryson was 10th last year. But these guys are pretty close to the same player. Approach shot to the green. You got Schauffele at 33rd. You got Bryson DeChambeau at 10th around the green. You got Schauffele at 23rd. You got Bryson at 18th. I mean, they're pretty similar. The difference is a little bit off the tee, because Xander's good off the tee. He's 21st on the tour off tee. Last year, he was 8th. And that's kind of the difference. I mean, really. And then the putting so far this year, Schauffele's been a little bit better. Schauffele's been incredibly consistent. I mean, he just really has. I mean, 5th, 2nd, 2nd. That's pretty good. In his 3 starts, Bryson DeChambeau hasn't played since Century, where he finished 7th. Wide open course, that was Kapalua, just hit it everywhere. Tight course. I don't see the bombs away going here. I'm going to go Schauffele on this one.
Okay,
yeah, that's what I think I'm going to go with. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Those are my picks. I feel pretty good this week. They're all tough, though. I mean, they're hard. They're solid. They're solid matchups. There's no two ways about that. We'll see how I do. How are you doing on your guarantee deal?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm 5-3 on the season in 2021.
5-3.
Okay. That's pretty good. I mean, some of my opinions are way out there. You know, like Rory McIlroy will win the Waste Management Phoenix. So I'm going out on a limb with that.
Okay, that's true. And you're 5-3.
Five and three.
Pretty good. What do you think you're going to go with here?
So I wrote this down earlier, and I'm feeling it. I'm trying to look into the crystal ball of Steve Johnson, but I can't quite find it. And I'm kind of going back and forth, but I'm just going to go with the instinct on this one. Xander Schauffele will win this tournament this week.
Oh, wow. Well, that's what I just, I just picked him over. Who did I pick him over? I picked
Bryson.
Over Bryson. Well, yeah. I that should be a win for me then, too.
Yeah,
that'd be a win for, win for both of us. So, matter of fact, maybe I should change that. But no, I'll stick with it. Okay, that's good. That's out there on the limb. I like it. I like it. Good stuff. All right, Tim. We'll see. We'll see how we do this week. Good picks. Going to be fun to watch. And we'll. I'll be glued. I will. I'm enjoying the tournaments so far this year. I think they've been really, really good. And it's nice seeing some of these guys, Koepka winning, Spieth back. I mean, it's just nice. It's really, really good stuff. All right. Follow us on Twitter at Hank Haney, at Tim Borachka. Email your questions and comments to HankHaneyGolf@Outlook.com. By the way, we got a reaction off my COVID podcast. I have a COVID appointment.
Wow.
Next Saturday.
Hey!
You know what time it is?
You're flying to Minnesota for the wedding.
No. It could be. You know what time my appointment is?
No, I don't.
4:36 in the morning.
Hey, get up nice and early.
I'm looking forward to the COVID shot, though. I do not want to get the COVID. You know, it's like, man, yeah, I want to get the shot for sure. All right. Follow us on the iHeartRadio app. You can hit the button and subscribe, and we'll be there every day. Get your free stuff. Get your free Voodoo Pain Relief Cream, voodoopainrelief.com. Get your free subscription to my emails, my instructional emails at HaneyUniversity.com. And at HaneyUniversity.com, you can also find my new book on there and get an autographed copy, How to Play Better Golf Today, Lessons of a Lifetime. So if that's of interest to you, there it is right there. All right, well, we'll be back tomorrow. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you then. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.